And good evening. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Broadcasting live from Brown City High School for Division One High School 8 player Region 3 championship game. It is the Kingston Cardinals at the Brown City Green Devils in our second round, the MHSAA High School Football Playoffs. I'm Eddie Fury. Mikey Smith will be joining me momentarily. We do have our pregame show, folks. Yes, a little late start tonight. Starting this game at 7:30 p.m. If you looked on our Facebooks or our Twitters or even the MHSAA schedules, this game will kick off at 7:30 p.m. as we get ready for football action. Other games are already kicking off right now for the second round of 11-player and 8-player football. We got a couple teams, a few teams in our Sandlake like broadcasting coverage area also. We'll list those coverage area teams and games going on. I know our Thumb Chugger Sports crew is out there on Channel 1. We have Harbor Beach at Ubley with Jonathan Bisher and Eric Gentner maybe, or Cody Klee. Also on Channel 2, it's the Warren Michigan Collegiate at the Elmont Raiders. That's on Channel 2 at thumbchugger.com. That game has kicked off as we speak also. Congratulations, first of all, to the Brown City Green Devil the ladies volleyball team, the girls volleyball team, winning over KPEC today. That started at 5, and most of the students are still on their way back here for this high school football game. So those Brown City girls move on to the next round, the regional semifinals next week. We'll talk about that if we have time during our broadcast, also at halftime or even post-game-wise. Or even pregame, we'll see. A lot of those high school girls volleyball teams, a lot of coverage area teams moving on to the regional semifinals as last night and today, this final game in our coverage area. Cross country out there, I know you're listening at the Michigan International Speedway. If we have any runners from the, I guess you could say, our Sandlake broadcasting coverage area all over the thumb. Good luck to you tomorrow, Saturday morning. We'll have another game also, a doubleheader, Sandlake broadcasting 92.5 FM WBGV tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 p.m. for the pregame. We got Division II High School A-Player Region 3 Championship game with the Deckerville Eagles at Portland St. Patrick Shamrocks. That will be tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Jonathan Bisher will be helping me out with that game tomorrow. In the meantime, Mikey Smith will be here soon, and we'll get through our pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back. It's Kingston Cardinals at the Brown City Green Devils Division One High School 8 player, Region 3 championship game of the MHSAA playoffs. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM and on sandlakebroadcasting.com. You can stream us. Click the listen live link. The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Sandlake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Sandlake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury. As we get through our pregame show, the Brown City Green Devils are 10-0 so far. Through head coach Aaron Cooper, ninth year as the head coach, formerly coached at North Branch for 8 years, coaching at freshman and JV level as well as various varsity assistant positions. Regular season losses so far, still undefeated for the Brown City Green Devils this season. Also, the first season where they won an NCTL Stars Division Championship also. Last year, they had to play an independent schedule due to them coming in late and deciding to go to A-player football. 406 points forward, that scored, 103 points allowed, and some great victories throughout the regular season. Some of the top teams they have beaten. Kingston is one of them. Their last meeting was back in week 3, 38-21, and then he followed it up with another tough team, a win over Deckerville, 46-28. Pretty good schedule also over the All Saints, who were the North Central Thumb League Stripes Division champions. We cover that game here, and in fact, this is our third straight Brown City Green Devils game, including the playoffs with a win last week over Carson City Crystal. An exciting game on that one, 22-14 was the final score on that one. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Other teams they played back on October 6th, a win over Auburn Hills Oakland Christian, 28-13. Started off the season with the wins over Peck and Dryden, where they scored over 60 points. And of course, the last meeting between these two teams was back in week 3, 38-20. Kingston stayed close, stayed very competitive with them in that game. Before Brown City pulled away. Looking what they've done so far, team total yards as a team, 2,757 yards rushing, last week against Carson City Crystal, 309 yards rushing last week. Approximate passing yards, 978 passing yards behind their quarterback, the dual threat, Lawson Cooper of the Brown City Green Devils, 15 rushing TDs and 13 TD passes, 758 yards rushing also for Lawson Cooper. One of the top leading rushers. They have many weapons on offense, whether it be in the passing game or even running game. Briar Halbert, approximately over 660-plus yards and 8 touchdowns. Ethan Worrell, 320 yards approximate, 5 touchdowns, any TD pass reception. Connor Vandenberg, another key, near 400 yards, 4 touchdowns on the ground. And that's actually near 400 receiving yards and rushing for over 460-plus yards with 3 or 4 touchdowns. Other major contributors, Ryan Binkley-Potts, Kaline Mulholland, he has a couple of touchdowns. And receiving-wise, Ethan Worrell, also Connor Vandenberg, Nick DeBono, who had a touchdown last week, and Carden Hagee for the Brown City Green Devils. Last week against Carson City Crystal, we'll be right back. Real quick here in that game, passing yards, total yards against Carson City Crystal, 418 yards, and passing 109 passing yards. All right, back here, reconnecting here, folks. So sorry about that. We're a pregame show here. I was kind of thrown off. Brown City against Carson City Crystal, 418 total yards, 109 passing yards, and rushing yards. They had 309 rushing yards against Carson City Crystal. They limited Carson City Crystal to just 54 yards rushing and 139 passing yards. For first downs, 5 for 11. Third down efficiency, 5 for 6 also for the Brown City Green Devils. They did have a fumble. 2 interceptions thrown, also a costly one that went into the end zone when it was 3rd down and 5 and goal there. So, yeah, penalties, they had 42 last week also. But if you didn't hear me before, 978 passing yards total, over 2,700 rushing yards last week. Like I said, 309 passing yards. Lawson Cooper, again, the quarterback, dual threats, 15 rushing TDs, 13 TD passes, and 758 rushing yards thus far. Briar Halbert, another key player, over 600-plus yards and 8 touchdowns. Ethan Worrell, 300 and near 30 yards. And Connor Vandenberg is another key. Almost even, 400-plus yards receiving. He has some receiving touchdowns and rushing for over 450-plus yards also. Can do it all both on the ground and in the air. It's going to be a key here against the Kingston Cardinals. We'll talk about that team when we come back here on 92.5 WBGV. It is our pregame show. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGV and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. All right, welcome back to our pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Let's talk about the Kingston Cardinals. Good win last week. In fact, an emphatic win over, it was the Cardinals down in Merrill 46-6 in the first round of the 8-player Division I state football playoffs to reach the second round for the first time since 2019. And the Kingston defense really well prepared for them, especially with their passing or even rushing offense against Merrill. Good game plan also, and they were all healthy also. Leading rusher for that game, they've been using more and more the power of James Rail, finishing the game for the Cardinals. Top rusher with 151 yards, 21 carries, and 1 touchdown. Owen Corliss, the quarterback, dual threat himself. Sometimes he'll switch back to running back with Tanner James. Owen Corliss had 114 yards rushing on 15 carries with 2 touchdown scores and also threw for a touchdown on a 36-yard strike. Tanner James added a touchdown on one of his 4 carries for 43 yards. Helton also scored a touchdown on each side of the ball, a 36-yard touchdown reception in addition to his pick-6 interception as a defender for the Kingston Cardinals. And that was, I want to make sure I get the name right here, Isaiah Helton, the senior, number 22 for the Kingston Cardinals. Looking what they've done so far throughout the season also, team stat-wise, the Kingston Cardinals playing in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division. As I said, the last time these teams met, it was Brown City with the upper hand back in week 3, 38-20. But a lot has changed since then with the adjustments that Kingston has made, along with their head coach, Brad Jones. 526 yards passing, 24 of 52-wise for the Kingston Cardinals. Passing touchdowns, they have at least 12. And rushing-wise, the bread and butter, 423 carries for 2,892 yards. Kind of similar with these both teams on the ground. 43 rushing touchdowns also for the Kingston Cardinals. Looking more into key stats here, player stats for, as a team, for the top player stats, the top player of the team, obviously is going to be Owen Corliss. Passing-wise, he has that 473 yards he has thrown for through 10 games, 22 of 39, and does one interception during the season and 10 touchdown passes. Tanner James, a sophomore, also throwing a, I would say about one completion out of 10 attempts with 43 yards. He has thrown for a touchdown. But rushing-wise, Owen Corliss, the quarterback, senior for the Kingston Cardinals with 1,304 yards. Your second leading rusher. He has really come through in the last few games here. James Rail, the senior, number 30 for the Kingston Cardinals. 138 carries, 796 yards rushing. He has 9 touchdowns on the season, while Owen Corliss has 21 touchdowns on the ground as the quarterback and running back also when he switched off. Tanner James, a sophomore, he has 63 carries, 486 yards, and 9 touchdowns for Owen Corliss. Also getting some carries. We'll call off number 3. That would be Nicholas Cummings, a sophomore, 126 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Isaiah Helton, about 77 yards also. Receiving-wise, leading receiver Isaiah Helton, 322 yards receiving, 6 touchdowns through the air also. Some other players that may get some touches. We'll call off number 33, Wyatt Kohler, or Kaler, depending where you're from there. Also Tanner James, a sophomore, about 48 yards. He has 2 touchdown receptions. And number 13 also, Peyton Harrington, a couple touchdowns through the air receiving-wise. That's what I got right now. All-purpose yards for the team, total-wise, 1,874 all-purpose yards for Owen Corliss, 803 all-purpose yards for James Rail also. Hey, that's Mikey Smith.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I made it. Got some signage hung up and ready for some kickoff.
All right, yeah, you had to get our signs up and looking for a good game, good turnout here. Late game start here, Mikey. Kind of unusual, isn't it?
It's completely dark now, under the lights, ready to go.
All right, and we will get kickoff here in about 8 minutes also. So both these teams, since they last met back in week 3, it was a 38-20 win for Brown City over Kingston in that game. A lot can happen and change there since that game, right?
I always say it's really hard to beat the same team twice in a year.
And let's talk about the Kingston Cardinals also through their record. 438 points scored, have allowed 164. And they started off with a win over Akron Fir Grove, 62-0. Back in week 2, they had Auburn Hills Oakland Christian. And when they met Brown City, lost 20-38. But you can put 20 points in Brown City. That's not bad.
Pretty decent.
So that was their first loss of the season. Their second loss ended in week 9 against a very good team, Adrian Lenaway Christian, week 9.
A powerhouse in both 11 and now 8 player.
Might have earned them some playoff points here to get that home game and the win against Merrill last week, 46-6. They did beat Dackerville. I covered that game also with Carl Nickel. Big shout out to Carl there, where Kingston won over Dackerville. It was a back and forth earlier, and then Kingston started to pull away in the second half, getting that win 34-22. So a lot of common opponents in this North Central Thumb League Stars Division showdown between these two teams.
I did get a chance to see Kingston earlier in the season when they had the 38-14 win over Mayville. I did a game with Phil on Thumb Tailgater.
Yeah, I think Mayville the third best team in that. All right, a little bit of information there for you to pass along there from us here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Eddie Fury of you and Mikey Smith with me. As it's different here. They play the national anthem early.
Yeah, 6 minutes early.
Yeah, 6 minutes early. Time's still on the clock here. All right, we're back here for a pregame show. Going to let you know what is going on through the rest of our coverage area. I put this up. We got a few coverage area teams in action. I know it kind of lifted off the list there. And right now, you can hear the boundary mic coming live now out there. The fans are cheering on their own teams and home teams. Not too far for Kingston to travel.
No, actually, almost in the backyard. Not too bad at all. So I knew that the crowd was going to be strong on both sides, and parking is all the way out past the end of the school. I'm way out there.
Now, I got here maybe about a half hour before that. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right. So go to our website, sandlakebroadcasting.com. You'll see the list of our coverage area teams. Like tonight here on 92.5 Friday night, Kingston at Brown City. Tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 p.m., yes, I'll be out there. It's Portland St. Patrick hosting Deckerville for a Division II Region 3 championship game. Shout out to Bill Brown, Coach Bill Brown, listening in, all the Deckerville fans.
We've done that game actually before in the past year, Deckerville at Portland St. Patrick.
Exactly. We were on top of the roof in our snowsuits.
We were.
Were we in our snowsuits?
We were cold.
Okay. 11-player district championship games and 11-player tonight. Division 7, Region 3, District 2 championship game. Live on WIDL Sports 92.1. It's Cass City at Millington. Division 8 has Harbor Beach at Ubley. That's live webcast and Channel 1 at thumbtoga.com. Jonathan Bisher out there for that game. In Division 6 tonight, it is Warren Michigan Collegiate at Almont. That's in Channel 2 at thumbtoga.com. That thumbtailgitter.com with Phil Nickel and John Crazier out there right now as we speak. And here we are. Kingston and Brown City, our third straight Brown City game now,
yeah,
Mikey.
Week 9, round 1 of the playoffs, and now round 2 of the playoffs. Playoffs. We are a regional championship.
All right, we'll be right back for action here on WBGV 92.5. Kingston at Brown City, Division 1, high school player football regional championship game on 92.5. All right, here we go. Getting ready here for kickoff. Thank you to our sponsors for tonight's coverage. Brown City looking to kick it off first here on the field.
Squib kick right away from the 40. And Brown City will jump on it. It went 10 yards, Eddie.
And it barely went 10 yards.
Yeah.
As they're at the 50-yard line midfield, and they're saying...
Nope. They're saying Kingston kept it.
Okay. But did they recover it? I thought Brown City recovered it.
We did, but they must have called on the not 10 yards.
Okay.
Maybe 9.5. Before he touched it?
Well, he kicked it from the 40.
Yep.
I thought he crossed. Well, maybe the ball was just before the 50. As I recall, he might have touched it at the 49-yard line. The officials are discussing
it now. Yeah, they're still talking about
this. All right. The officials saying that it's Kingston's ball now. They had a... Already. On the kickoff, just like last week.
Controversy already.
Last week, it was because the... they returned it
For
the touchdown,
kickoff.
Carson City Crystal, with a kickoff return for the touchdown with the first 16 seconds of the game. Here, they're discussing whose ball it is, and they're going to say it's Kingston?
It is Kingston.
All right. Cardinals. Now the officials are saying it's Kingston officially. Okay, here we go, Mikey, finally.
All right, first
we've got
and
that
10,
all worked out.
Right from midfield. Finally got a chance to see number 5, Owen Corliss.
You saw them the second time, right?
This will be the second time.
Yeah.
It'll be a quick handoff right up the middle. A couple lead blockers. That's Rail with the carry. First carry of the game goes to number 30, James Rail, the senior.
James Rail has really come along in the last half of the season. So that ball, a gain of about, they start at midfield, I believe. So it'll be at the 46-yard line in Brown City territory now for Kingston.
Going to have a lead back in front of Rail again. He gets a carry. Going to keep it just simple running. A couple positive yards on it before he's brought down.
Was he down or was it a recovered fumble? No.
Nope.
The number 51 and number 30 for the tackle there. The initial contact would be Briar Halbert. Also number 51, Tanner Gingell.
They're going to give him about 2 yards on that second carry. Keep it all on the ground early on here. Same formation again. Corliss up under center looking for the ball, and he does give it right up the middle again to Rail. Breaks a couple tackles deep into the secondary. First down, Cardinals.
And the Kingston Cardinal fans are fired up with that play. And you can see they got these little glow sticks, red-colored Kingston Cardinal red colored out there. That ball goes down to about the 20, I would say 27, 28 yard line for a good gain.
And about 15 on that carry.
10:36 to go. They started pretty much right at midfield. You can see Mike Gallagher's dressed for the occasion right now.
He is. Same going again to Rail, number 30 with the ball carry.
Number 16 and number 80 with the tackle. That would be Ryan Binkley-Potts and also Brian Mulholland. Name, a lot of those four names you hear a lot tackle-wise defensively. So another good game. About maybe 2, 3, 4 yards in that one.
Give them 4.
Some are saying 5, but we're going to say 4?
Yep.
Be 2nd and 5 or 6. Coming down to under 10 minutes. This is the first series started at midfield.
The Cardinals are moving on offense. This power formation is they have a fullback with the upback, the number one getting that carry. Tanner James, a sophomore.
Probably right around the 20 or 21-yard line. So
he's going to get another 3 yards on that carry. And that will be the first ball carrier that was not Rail. That was, again, Tanner James.
Yeah.
Keeping this tight formation. As Corliss will be under center tight. Rail is the fullback with James. He's the up back, and he's going to get it again. Just breaking tackles, drawing through that line. Nothing fancy.
I he's dragging some players with him. Number 23. And also, I think number 7 was in with that help. That would be Lawson Cooper and number 23, Connor Vandenberg. But dragging some players with him. Gets down to about the 11 or 12-yard line for that. Another first down. Moving the chains here is Kingston Cardinals. This running game right now with ease.
Yes, 10 yards, 10 big yards on that.
I don't think there's been any loss of yards yet.
No, not at all. And they are in the Thumb Cellular red zone. Same formation again. Corliss under center. He's going to hand off to Rail this time. Right off the right side. A couple positive yards.
Number 80 with attack at the end of the play. Ryan Binkley-Potts for Brown City. Gets down to about the 6-7 yard line on that play.
We're going to give him 4 yards on that. A very manageable second and 5 to go. They can still get a first down. It looks like the first down marker is about the 2-yard line.
Yeah. And we've already 8.5 minutes left in the first period alone, quarter.
Looking for the first score here. Cardinals will stay in that tight formation. Taking a 2nd down and 5 from the 5. Corliss is looking for the ball, hands it to Rail, and immediately hit at the line, but he keeps chugging, those feet turning.
Lawson Cooper had the first contact at him behind the line of scrimmage, and Rail just like pushed him off.
He did. That's a stiff arm.
Gets down to about the 3-yard line, so about 1.5 yards away from the first down and 3rd and long 1. After that carry by James Rail. 7:45 to go here in the first quarter. This is the first series of offense.
Here we are. You said it. 3rd and 1 to go.
Rail again.
Rail get it right off the side. Is that right side in? But he'll be brought down just shy of the goal line.
But he'll get the first down, Mikey.
Yes, first down and goal.
So a 2-yard gain on that play. Gets to the 1. First and goal.
This is how it set up last week with the visiting team coming in with a little bit of offense or a little bit of again, there, quarterback's going to keep it this time by himself into the end zone.
Touchdown. Owen Corliss.
Number 5, Owen Corliss with a touchdown. His first carry goes for the score.
1-yard score for Owen Corliss with a quarterback sneak. And it's a touchdown at the 7:21 mark. Started at midfield after a squib kick attempt by Brown City.
They have managed a short field, took 50 yards to the score. Coming up for the 2-point try. That'll be quarterback keeping with a couple lead blockers, and he's going to be brought down just shy.
Just shy, and Lawson Cooper to stop him, but Kingston gets on the board first at 6-0. We'll be right back here on WPGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back, 6-0. Kingston Carter's leads, 2-point conversion no good. Owen Corliss with the 1-yard QB sneak. Kickoff here for Kingston against Brown City. That one will roll out of bounds, so a flag will come flying in. And great field position for Brown City. Expected it will be right back. All right, welcome back. They made him re-kick it here, Mikey. Mm-hmm. And Kingston, this time, kind of like a flub, not a squib, really, right?
Nope, kept it in the air.
So instead of the 35, the ball will be at the 45, 46-yard line for Brown City Green Devils. First series of offense.
About an 11-yard return on that kick return. Set him up for a decent field position. 22 has the ball. That's going to be Is that Ethan Morrow? It is Ethan, the junior. And he's going to get stopped. Tackle for loss.
2 yard loss, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one. We'll say one.
All right.
Brown City starting at their own 46 yard line after that 1 yard loss by Ethan Morrow. It's 6-0. Kingston Cardinals with the lead. Owen Corliss scoring the first score here after starting at the midfield.
And we're already getting halfway through this first quarter.
Kingston leading 6-0. 2-point run is no good.
Two wings, the right wing in motion for Brown City. That'd be Worrell again. Trying to get around that left side, but another tackle for loss.
Kingston Cardinals are fired up. They're flying in on defense, forcing loss of yards and a run there against Brown City.
That's number 21 on that tackle for loss, Isaiah Helton. Is that loss of four on that?
He had an interception, I think, last week.
Keeping active on this defense. So they are now third down and 15, all the way back to the 41-yard line. Looking back to pass. That's going to be Cooper in the shotgun. He's going to have a receiver to the right. Halfback is in the backfield behind him. Straight back to pass. Rolls out to the right. Looking downfield. And he's going to be on his feet. Oh, quick toss over top of the receiver's head.
Good coverage by number 20 down the field.
Yep, number 25, the intended target.
I think number 21, Isaiah Helton, was the coverage, yeah. So, just like that, Mikey, fourth down and 15. See exactly where the ball is placed. I think it's fourth down and probably 14 or 15. So there we go. They're going to have to be forced to put it off. They'll probably sidearm punt it as that ball is at their own 43-yard line here to punch it. Nice row here for Brown City.
Yeah, this we won't have no down. Return at all.
They'll down around the 10-yard line, so that's where Kingston will start off. But a great defensive stop here by the Kingston Cardinal defense, forcing a punt by the Brown City Green Devils. We'll be right back. 6-0, Kingston coming back in offense. And Kingston, the first play, a quarterback keeper, 5:38 to go here. Their second series of offense, forcing the Brown City Green Devils a punt. They start at the 10-yard line. They go to the 15, so a 5-yard carry there for the quarterback keeper. For Oren Corliss to score the first touchdown for Kingston. They lead 6-0. This is their second series of offense.
The visiting team is fired up. They know they got a chance. They will have second down, and you said it, about five to go. Not much on that, though, huh?
Not scrum up the middle there by James Rail with a carry.
I'm going to give him a couple positive yards.
Number 51, number 59 participating on the tackle. I'm going to say Hayden Van Dam and also Tanner Gingell.
Tanner Gingell.
Is that how you say it?
Gingell.
I know, I get it wrong both times, so.
Well, it's here, it's Gingell. My old boss was.
Oh, that's right.
Here's Gingell. The other one was Gingell. There you go. So third down and five at the 25, and we're going to have flags right away.
Oh, boy. I think delay a game. False start. We'll be right back. Rail with the carry and a big wraparound tackle by Lawson Cooper, who is a sophomore, by the way, Mikey.
He is just a young guy.
So a couple yards gained there. So if they gain any back after that false start, the ball will go to about the 14, 15-yard line, it looks like.
You put it pretty mild. They wraparound tackle. He put the shoulder pad on him and dropped him to the ground.
Well, I know, you know.
And Rail has the size on Cooper.
Yeah, he has the size, but, you know, he just didn't let go. Just a good, solid hit.
He let him up. Laid the wood, they call that.
So a fourth down, they're going to have to punt it. Back there to punt it. It's Corliss, I believe. Man in motion and a sidearm punt inside the 10-yard line. A good high punt. Crosses midfield and a good roll to the 40 to around the 38 is where the Brown City Green Devils will take over on offense. Their second series of offense, so both teams have punted. Kingston, though, with the first touchdown in the first series of offense with a one-yard TD QB keeper by Owen Corliss.
And then turned into a quick defensive battle. This is a fight for the 50-yard line, they call that, Eddie. First and 10 now for the Brown City Green Devils. They'll have the ball at their own 40-yard line.
Last series of offense for Brown City. They had to put it off. They'll start right at the 40, as Mikey pointed out, at own 40. Kind of where they were last time, but that was at the 46.
So still decent field position. Yeah, 3:29 to go on the clock in this first quarter. The home team, Brown City, down by 6 points to Kingston in this regional championship.
Brown City moving from right to left on your radio dial.
Whirl goes in motion, but the handoff's going to go to the back up the middle.
Number 11, the wrap-up tackle, Michael Jenkins for the Kingston Cardinals on the tackle there.
That was Halbert on the carry. Number 30, Briar Halbert.
Be 3:10 to go here. A couple scores here that we heard about. It was Ubley leading. When we last checked, 7-0 against Harbor Beach. We'll get a couple others here, hopefully. That's what I got right now. So,
second down and 8 now. Ball at the 42 as Brown City moves a little closer. Cooper's going to go around the left side. A couple lead blockers on his feet still. Gets whacked right at the line of scrimmage.
Austin Cooper brought down by the other quarterback who's playing defense. Owen Corliss with the tackle.
We call that quarterback on quarterback action.
Yeah.
And they're going to give him nothing on that, or maybe one. Give him one.
So real quick, quickly, a third down. And a long 7 or 8 yards. I'm going to say 7 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Third and 7, ball around the 44, 43-yard line.
Cooper will be in the shotgun. Two receivers to his right. That's going to be slot right. Cooper with the hands waist high, looking forward. He'll keep it himself down the far left sideline. 40, 30. 20 on his feet, getting pushed out of bounds. Number 21 on that game.
Isaiah Hilton.
There you go. Hilton with the touchdown saving tackle.
So that was from a 43, 44-yard line, their own. A big run into Kingston territory.
And that was set up by great play design. It looked as a pass play with two receivers to the right, and Cooper took off by himself to the left.
I'm going to say about 37 yards.
About 37 big yards on that?
Yeah, that ball will go down to about the inside the 20, already in the red zone, maybe around the 18, 19-yard line for that carry.
That's what the Green Devils offense needed, a spark. Going to go up the middle again. Nothing fancy, just power football.
Lawson Cooper, the keeper. I'd be number 3 with a tackle, Nicholas Cummings. As Brown City finally get into Kingston's side of the field in territory at the 130 mark. After that 30-plus run by Lawson Cooper to the right sideline, Isaiah Hilton ran his way from actually the right side of the field and sped his way to the left side of the field to bring him down. 6-0, though. It's Kingston leading with 1:17 to go here in the first quarter.
Same formation as the big run happened on. We're going to have a slot to the right. Cooper's in the shotgun. Looking for the ball. Hands waist high. Looking to the right. And he does throw a pass. Completed. That at the 15-yard line.
That's to number 16 with the reception. And that would be Brian Mulholland, number 3, Nicholas Cummings with the tackle. That ball will be to about the 12-yard line. So it brings up a third down and about maybe 4 yards, 4.5 long yards here, Mikey.
6 on that reception. There you go. They are moving, this Brown City offense. They're going to have a receiver to left. Cooper's in the shotgun, and he's going to hand off, going to right up middle. I don't think they're going to get much of anything on that one, Eddie.
That's number 30 with a carry for Brown City. That's Briar Halbert. I'm going to see where they're going to mark this ball exactly. It looks like around the, well, they're going to maybe at the 12. So not really much to gain there, Mike. It'd be fourth down and a long 4. I mean, it looks almost like 5, but it's a long 4 yards.
Yep.
That ball right now at about the 12-yard line, they're going to call a timeout and think about this.
We're
we'll
at the
be right
end of the
back.
First quarter. 6-0.
It did? Okay. So they didn't call the timeout. Smartly.
No.
You don't want to do that and waste a timeout before the end of the first. We'll be right back here on WBGV to switch sides of the field. All right. Welcome back. It is 6-0. Kingston Cardinals leading the Brown City Green Devils, switching sides of the field here. It's fourth down situation here for the Brown City Green Devils as they move from right to left now on your radio dial.
You said it, Eddie, a fresh set of 12 minutes on the clock.
I mean, you're in a red-hot zone right now.
Yes.
You're about the 12, 13-yard line.
Down by 6 as well.
In Kingston territory. So a must fourth down situation here.
Take the points.
If you can get that first down.
Cooper's under center, facing a 4th and 4, and he has a couple of lead blockers on his feet, though. He gets ripped down. That's quarterback on quarterback action again.
Owen Corliss with the stop. And I don't think he got the first down. In fact, he only got maybe 1 or 2 yards, if anything like that. So a turnover on downs. It's Kingston ball when we come back here on WBGV. All right, Rayo with the carry already as they start off first down at their own 12-yard line after the turnover on downs by Brown City. Kingston leading 6-0. This is their third series of offense. Good defensive stop. But Brown City got down that field after a big run, but they were able to stop Lawson Cooper.
Yep, defensive stepping up today. Kingston came to play.
Well, looks like got a gain of about 4 yards in that one, maybe two?
Two or three,
yeah. Thought they started at 12, Mikey, but I'm not sure. Yep. I'm not going to trust the scoreboards, though. Number one with the carry, Tanner James. He gets across to about the 21-yard line.
He'll pick up about another 1 or 2 on that.
Yeah. It's going to be a third down. I think he picked up at least 5 or 6 on that one. That looks like a third down in 1 or 2.
Oh, wow. Big play, yep.
Yeah. So the ball's going to be at the 21-yard line for Kingston. They lead 6-0 in the second quarter.
Hand off to Tanner James again. A couple lead blockers as he moves the pile. First down, Cardinals.
Number 80 with the tackle wraparound with some help. Number 59 also. I'm going to say Ryan Binkley Potts and the assist from Hayden Van Dam. A couple yards gained there.
Took it from his own 21 up to the 27.
Yeah. All right. So 6.
Give him 6 big yards on that.
You don't realize because the play moves more and more, and it's a slow developing play. Right up the middle, a power head is Tanner James. Now he's getting the bulk of the carries here.
Yeah, Tanner James, just a sophomore and a big dude to go with that.
Number 80 with the tackle, Ryan Binkley Potts.
Ripping off 5 yards for the young man.
Maybe 4 yards, Mikey.
Yeah, the clock has been 1 yard off.
We're going to always be 1 yard okay. less as we look at the yard marker.
Back him up one. And they go back to that I formation.
Kingston with possession.
Corliss under center, rails the fullback. Tanner James, the up back. He moves off to the right side. Great move and vision as he gets the first down.
Number 22 bringing him down, but not before the first down. Ethan Morrow almost had that face mask and kind of let it slide right off.
Mm-hmm.
Did not pull. So that's when the officials put their hand back in.
Yes, sir.
That ball goes down to about the 42-yard line with that carry.
Give him 9 on that or 8.
Tanner James with a carry. I think it's been all Tanner James in this series of offense.
It has so far.
Since they've gotten the ball back on their turnover and downs. It's 6-0. Kingston leading with 9.5 to go in county.
And they just switch around. Look at this. Corliss under center. Now Tanner James, the fullback, rails the up back. So interesting play design as they do. A quick pitch to rail going outside left side.
Lead blocked there by Tanner James. Gets another big first down with that extra 3-4 yards for James Rail to the left side. Four being pushed out. Maybe short of a first down.
Well, they're close, though. Yeah, they're going to be short.
Gets across midfield to about, actually gets into Brown City territory now at the 49-yard line on this running offense for the Kingston Cardinals.
Yeah, no passes yet attempted for Kingston. You said it there, inside Brown City territory. Again, after that 9-yard carry, a very short 1.5 yard. Quarterback will keep it. Corliss up under center, and he takes it. He needed a 0.5 yard. He got about 5 on that.
Number 51 tripped him up, Tanner Gingell. But not before they got another good game for that first down.
7 yards, you're calling it.
Man.
We'll call that 6 then.
And he dove for an extra 2 as he was about to be brought down before the knee or the ball. But the placement of the ball where it's at is where they marked it at, so. This ball at about the 43-yard line.
Fresh set of downs. Rail's going to get it again going up the middle. They have another chunk play.
So, a gain of 3, maybe 5. We'll see where they mark the chains at. But it'll be second down and a long, I would say, near 5. But I think maybe second and 6. So, a gain of 4 on that play. Is that ball would be marked at about the 38, 39-yard line. Okay. We'll say 38. Kingston ball still.
Hand off to Rayleigh. Bobbles the ball, but he gets it right back, though. That was a – oh, no. They're going to call fumble. The Brown City guys are calling fumble at least.
We'll see who recovered it because the ball was in the air. Did he have maintained possession or did Brown City pull it away?
Boy, it was close. Because if he would have had a defensive player on him just as they bobbled. Yeah, man in the white hat says Brown City ball.
Wow. Is it recovered?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, they say he was down.
Well, he went this way with his arm, so I'm confused.
Okay, what's the officials calling us?
It's still Kingston ball.
All right. So it is still Kingston ball. It'll be third down in about 2.5 yards. The ball is placed right at about the 35-yard line. Looks like James Rebel was able to recover it in the air. Brown City a little quiet here right now on our side of the field.
Okay, and we're going to flag.
Flags come flying in. It will be a second false start so far for Kingston in this series of offense. Not in this series, but they had another one earlier. And that's going to be a big loss of 5 yards. That makes it 37 now, Mikey.
And that ball will be placed now at the 40, even on the 40-yard line.
Is that, they were only 2 yards away from our first down.
They were.
So ball, as you said, in Brown City territory at the 40.
Mm-hmm.
But Kingston maintains the lead 6-0. Clock will run with 7:20 to go here in the first half.
A third and eight, though, so a third and very long for them. Right at the 40, that is Brown City's 40. Corliss under center. Ball's on the ground. He just making plays by himself, though, and he got scooped up by that defensive line.
Number 59, number 81, but it was number 59. Saw that fumble. Hayden Van Dan comes right in and brings him down. I don't think he got any gained there at all.
Nope. Just played it safe and got the ball back.
Well, it was at the 40. No. Was it at the 40?
It was at the 40. Now it's maybe at a half a yard.
Okay.
We'll call that zero.
Owen Corliss recovered it. Surged ahead, luckily, maintained possession. And it'll be a fourth down and about 8 yards, maybe a long seven.
But they're going to try going, I say, on fourth down.
And they are in Brown City territory also at the 39.
Corliss under center, trying to get the hard count. You see him.
And he will call a timeout.
There you go.
All right, timeout called. 6:23 to go. Fourth down and a long seven-plus yards. Kingston leads 6-0 here on WBGB 92.5 FM. And streaming online at StanLightBroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. Gutsy play here by the Kingston Cardinals going for it on fourth down, Mikey. Now fourth down on a long 7+ yards, and they get the first down. The carry there by
quarterback keeper.
That was a big gutsy run there on fourth down.
Put it on your senior quarterback's shoulders.
And another 4 yards by Kingston. This one, another carry as they quickly get to the line of scrimmage.
That's back-to-back carries for Tanner James.
A 5.5 to go here. Brings up a quick third down just like that. A couple yards gain there, so it'll be a third down and maybe a long three. So, man, on that fourth down and a 7+ yards, Kingston converting the first down after calling a timeout. Thinking about it, and they get it. Their ball's going to be around the 23-yard line now on third down in about 2 or 3 yards.
Back to the I formation again. Corliss under center. Going to have Tanner James at the fullback. Rail's going to be the up back. Rail will get it right up the middle. Hole. Wide open hole. You said it, Eddie. First down. They needed two, and they got a bit more than that.
At the end of that play, Ryan Bickley-Potts again with a tackle. And, whoo.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
They took it from the 23.
The Cardinals are flying through this field tonight with the running game.
They're not scared of those Green Devils, are they?
4:50 to go here. We are in a November to remember.
There you go. 4 yards. I'll have that.
Again, Rail. Rail with his will. Now inside the 15 to about the 14 or 13-yard line. Looks like another gain of about 5 yards in that one.
Yep, they'll split that first down. They'll go five on that one. And that was Rail, you said, on the carry?
Yep. This drive started at their own 12-yard line.
Oh, no. James Rail is working on his 15th carry already here in this first half.
Since the 11:51 mark, Mikey. I believe this,
this
is this series, yeah.
This drive, wow. Yeah, this has taken quite a bit of the second quarter.
Corliss checking his back. Gets set. He'll keep it. Goes to the right side. But looks like he ran through his own player there, number 22, apparently.
I think he was trying to get back up inside behind the block, and they just slid together.
Yeah, number 22 Is that Colin Corliss, his brother?
Yes, it is. So I believe it's his brother, but he didn't get confirmation.
He tackled his own brother, Mikey.
Yeah, sibling rivalry.
No, because, well, it did look like Brown City was coming right at them to stop him, but knowing Oren Corliss might have been able to pull away.
Owen tried to get upfield a little quicker.
And just kind of maybe look behind him and ran into his own player. So that's what happened on that play. All right, third down and long. Up the middle again, James Rayl, looks like. Pushing his way. Did he get the first down?
I think he did. He did. He needed five, and I think he got seven on that play.
So he gets to about the 7-yard line, it looks like. And the clock will run as they get the chain set with 3:15 to go here. They've had possession since the 11:51 mark of this second quarter.
Most all of the second quarter. That was Rayl on that carry again?
Yep.
All right, seven big yards. That was his 15th carry of the game.
So ball is around the 7 or 8 yard line. It'll be first and goal right now for the Kingston Cardinals.
At the 7-yard line. You said under 3 minutes to go before halftime. Going up the feet.
Gets inside
again.
Maybe around the 5 or right at the 5. James Rayl. Kingston leads 6-0. Looking to add another score right now. Mm. Looks like the ball's going to be just across the 5-yard line after that carry.
Going to give them 2 or 3 on that.
2:37 to go here. They do have 2 more timeouts, I believe. Kingston does. Brown City, I do believe, has all 3.
Here we go. You said it inside the 5 now. Just inside the 5. Corliss is going to keep it on his feet.
It's going to be short, maybe by a yard.
Maybe by a yard. Is that it?
Owen Corliss with the keeper gets 4 yards. It would be 3rd and goal now for the Kingston Cardinals. They lead 6-0, coming down to 2 minutes left here in the first half.
How many yards did you give them on that last one, just 2 or 3?
I will give them maybe 3-plus. I would say 4.
Give them 4 on that.
3 or 4. Yep. Your decision.
And they are right at the goal line. Corliss is going to keep it again. I think he stopped again.
And he'll be pushed back. He initially stopped by number 22. And number 51 to prevent them from sneaking it in, not falling for that play.
Oh, they knew it was coming, and they got it on top.
Brian Mulholland right there at it. Now, did he lose yards or not?
I don't think so. They're going to give him 0.
Yeah.
0 gain.
Here we go, Mikey. It's fourth down and goal. 1:33 to go here.
Going to take their time and drop a good play.
They may have to call a timeout. They take too much time here. They're going to think about it, and they likely will call a timeout. As an official's hand will start going up here, as Owen Corliss still on the sideline talking to the coach.
Yep, they could use one of their times out. You said it.
They're looking like they want some time to go off here. It's 1:10 to go here, and they are going to call a timeout. But it'll be fourth and goal right at the 1-yard line, maybe the half-yard line here for the Kingston Cardinals, as they will get ready to call a timeout. Well, 59 seconds here to go in the first half. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. FM, Sunlight Broadcasting, timeout called, fourth and goal at the 1, 59 seconds to go here before the half. Here they're going to go for here, Mikey. Let's see what play they drawn up.
I guess the quarterback will keep it. No, he's going to hand it to Rayl, walks into the end zone, touchdown Cardinals, just like that, Eddie.
Right under center, Owen Corliss hands it off to James Rayl, just up to the left, and just kind of, well, he found a good hole, and he just walked right in, basically.
From 1 yard out.
55 seconds to go. James Rayl gets rewarded. A lot of hard work out there running himself. Gets it in. 12-0 at the 55-second mark.
James Rayl, 17th carry, goes for a touchdown. So you said it. He put the work in. Give him a reward.
That drive, Mikey, 11:51, was very efficient.
Efficient to keep the clock in your hands. Mm-hmm. 55 seconds, two-point attempt coming right up now. I think it's going to be stopped, though. It did.
Brown City Green Devils stopping that two-point run, but damage is done. 12-0. Kingston on the scoreboard once again. They lead 12-0 against Brown City. We'll be right back.
Coming back after the Kingston does another 1 yard touchdown run. This one going to James Rayl, the other senior. Score now 12-0 as the two-point conversion was no good. That drive started for Kingston at the 12-yard line or 21-yard line?
I believe it was a 12-yard line.
12-yard line.
Pretty sure it was, Mikey. That's where it was last marked when Brown City had it. I might be wrong, maybe about 5 yards, but still, what a drive.
Through the most of the whole second quarter at 11-something it started. coming back on a little fake around 30, 35, 40, pushed out of bounds. Beautiful kick return by Brown City as they did a little trickery on that.
Yeah, and they're going to need, if they want to get on the board here, they got 48 seconds. They do have their timeouts here. Mm-hmm. We'll see if they go right to the passing game or with the speed and the running plays. This ball is going to be marked at the 45-yard line after that return.
Yeah, beautiful return for the Green Devils. Kick return team, you said 45-yard line, so that would be should be three straight offensive possessions for Brown City to start at roughly their own 45. First and 10, coming on up there with a slot right, so that's two receivers right. We're going to have Cooper in the shotgun. Halbert is on his left hip. Back to pass, straight back to pass. Cooper rolls out to his right, throws a nice deep ball down to the far sideline. That's caught, I believe. Yeah, they do a big play from their own 45. That's number 23. Connor Vandenberg with a nice catch. Or they call that going, or did they call that out of bounds? They did. He had it in his hands out of bounds.
Wow.
It's on the far sideline, so it's hard to see. So it was caught, but just as he went out of bounds. Ooh. Close. That'll bring up, that stopped the clock though at 40 seconds. And they will have second and 10 now. Going back to that same formation. Cooper rolls out to the right. Down there, that's caught this time to DeBono at the 45 across midfield, past the 40.
DeBono was a key last week with a touchdown reception.
This goes from the 45. They're going to be hurry up offense out here.
They're going to have to because time-wise, 32 seconds to go here.
Give them about 18 yards on that pitch and catch that time. So a big play. That's what they needed. They moved across midfield into Cardinal territory. And they're going to go slot left this time. Cooper's back to pass, rolls to his right again, and he's just going to throw out a balance play. It's safe. Stops the clock at 29 seconds. And it'll bring up now second and 10. Only five passes attempted for Brown City, zero for Kingston, as they've kept it on the ground.
Trying to fix something here. Hopefully I got it fixed here.
Hopefully. You're doing great, Eddie.
I'm trying.
Yes, you are.
Discard that. I don't know why I won't tweet there, Mikey.
It's the effort that counts. So Cooper comes back from the sideline with the play in hand. Huddled up right around the midfield mark. 29 seconds to go on this play clock before halftime. Excuse me, the game clock.
29 seconds, as you said. 12-0, Kingston leads here in the first half. No.
And they're going to have to take a timeout pretty quickly on that.
You got to. 23 seconds to go here. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5, 12-0. It is Kingston leading Brown City.
Coming back after the Brown City timeout, they're actually still talking this over, so we'll talk as well. Third down and 10, go ahead.
So I'm trying to tweet here, Mikey. You said there were problems with the X or Twitter, whatever they're calling it these days.
We'll call it X or Twitter, whatever you prefer. Yeah, they had problems yesterday as my usual day spent listening to fantasy football. And, one of the guys said he could not get nothing to go himself.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get anything going right now in my fantasy football. I've lost two straight.
Yes, you have. One to my wife. There you go.
Two straight babes out there that I've lost to.
There
Ashley
you go.
Ashley Manor Palmer and your lovely wife.
There
yeah.
you go. Now you played Jonathan in the top spot.
Like I said, it could be a third straight babe.
Yep. There you go. I got what you there. We're going to have a tight formation. Cooper rolls out to his right as he faces a third and 10. On his feet, though, heavy pressure. Ball comes loose. Who's going to have it? This had 15 seconds
Kingston.
To go. Kingston. They recover. Big 75 with a fumble recovery.
That's number 75 with a fumble recovery. Hunter.
Benevie.
15 seconds to go. The fumble by Brown City. He had to get rid of that ball, Mikey.
Hunter, the senior, with a fumble recovery.
Had it.
He did.
Way too long. And it's recovered by Kingston at the 45-yard line. And the fumble.
Mm.
You know, they were driving down the field. They started where? At their own 45. So.
Yes. So they did get moving down the field.
But then a fumble at the 45.
We're going to have a kneeling formation for Kingston. They just want to get to halftime.
And it will be Kingston taking a knee, and the clock will run. I don't know what Brown City would like to call a timeout here and just kind of going at half and see if they can adjust. And it looks like the coaches are walking now. 12-0, the Kingston Cardinals leading against the Brown City Green Devils. First meeting back in week three, it was Brown City over Kingston, 38-20. This has been a total
180.
Flip around.
Yeah, 180 back to defense.
We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM at the half. Kingston Cardinals leading 12-0 against Brown City. We'll be right back. We're at Halftime Reports, our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports, also coming your way also. All right, coming back here at halftime, our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports just played. Now for your halftime stat report, it's all Kingston, man.
It is.
On the ground, they get the first score in the first quarter on the first series of offense. And made it 6-0. Two-point run was no good. And that was an Oren Corliss one-yard run. And then a drive that consumed and started at the 11:51 mark of the second quarter at their own 12-yard line, I believe, possibly. And then went all the way down on fourth down and go from the one-yard line. James Rail with the one-yard TD. Two-point run, no good. But they lead 12-0. And, yeah, they ate up that whole second quarter pretty much.
I was going to say that. That score came at the 55 seconds, so pretty much 11 minutes were used on that.
And they recovered a fumble after Lawson Cooper held onto the ball for quite some time before he got hammered at midfield, trying to find somebody open down the field with about 23 seconds left. And it's been all Kingston on the ground.
Yeah, Kingston so far without any negative plays. I'll start with the visiting team. 31, this unofficial stats here, unofficially unofficial. 31 rushing attempts for 141 yards on the ground. Their leading rusher, 16 rushes for 70 yards to number 30. That's going to be James Rail with the touchdown. So 16 carries, 70 yards. That 17th carry was the one-yard touchdown run. Another guys going for it would be Tanner James, 8 carries, 44 yards. And the quarterback with 7 carries, 27 yards. No pass attempts at all, so everything on the ground. That is 31 plays, offensive plays, 441 yards. For Kingston, that's 141 on the ground. Yeah, no pass attempts at all. Over for the home team, they do have a couple negative plays. I have unofficially 8 rushing attempts for 37 yards. The leading rusher will be 4 carries for 40 yards. For number 7, where is he again? That's going to be quarterback Cooper.
Lawson Cooper.
Yeah. And most of those coming on the 37-yard carry, his second carry of the game, 37 yards. So, yeah, 4 carries for 40 yards total. And he has 2 completed for 24 yards. That's out of 5 attempted. The one reception of 18 yards going to Nick DeBono and one reception going for 6 yards to Brian Mulholland.
So no negative yards other than on 2-point conversions for Kingston, right?
For Kingston, yep. So their only negative yards would be on the
2-point attempts.
2-point attempts that were both no good.
And the other negative, I would say, I don't know if you want to count it, but false starts would be minus 5 yards. They had 2 of them, so that's minus 10 yards, but they didn't run a play, so it was only on the false starts.
But they did lose some yardage, yeah. And that's their only negatives, really.
Yeah. So their only negatives came to due to penalties with 2 false starts. Man, that's for the Kingston Cardinals.
Everything keeping on the ground, efficient on the ground.
Yeah.
If I can look over some of those averages, I will. All Kingston on this on the ground. I'm surprised also nothing passing through the air because Corliss can throw it around the yard.
All right, we got some other scores to point out here also. Right now it's 12-0 with the lead for the Kingston Cardinals at the half. We'll see if any adjustments were made here by the Brown City Green Devils. They need a lot of adjustments right now. They're just having trouble stopping this powerful run of the Kingston Cardinals right now.
Yeah, Kingston, nothing fancy. They're keeping it pretty much I formation with the fullback, quarterback under center, and the tailback, the I back.
But defensively, good job so far.
They're moving around
with the game plan.
They played each other earlier in the season, so they're not surprised at what's happening. Yeah. They know what's coming.
All right, we'll see what comes here in the second half. It was Brown City that kicked it off first.
Yep. And so Brown City will receive the second half kickoff.
Yeah, so we'll see if the adjustments were made. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We've already done all the total yards from each team here. We'll be right back and see if there's any scores in our coverage area. I'll still to check in. I mean, you know, I found out that Martin was leading in their game, also right. last year's state semifinalist and eventual state champion. So we'll be right back here on 92.5. All right, welcome back. And 21-7 at the half, Ubley leading Harbor Beach in Division 8. When I last checked, it was at the half, Millington leading Cass City, 7-6. Physical
Ooh,
game there.
Defensive efforts.
Also, we have last checked about 50 minutes ago that Almont was leading substantially against Warren Michigan Collegiate, 24-8. The Ubley and Almont game, Harbor Beach game, are on Thumb Chugger Sports, Channel 2 and Channel 1. That's when we last checked for that score. Here, it is 12-0. Kingston leading the Brown City Green Devils. Mikey?
Let me refresh these yardage totals again.
Yeah.
So the scoreboard says 12-0. The yardage will be reflected. 141 total yards, both all on the ground for Kingston. They've had no passing attempts. So 140 on the ground for Kingston. 61 total for Brown City. That would be 37 on the ground, 24 through the air gives 61 total yards. Ooh, that's a toughie.
Yeah, I mean, you showed some cracks here and there in the last three, four games, but teams are starting to figure them out. It's just that their defense is strong enough to stop them. You know, the physicality of this Brown City Green Devil defense, but the physicality by the Kingston Cardinals, their offensive line is doing a heck of a job making some holes for those running backs, letting those plays develop. So you got to give credit to the offensive line. We always forget about the O-line. And then you got to give credit right now to the Kingston Cardinals O-line and the powerful running of James Rail also.
Let me touch briefly on what you just said for Brown City. Last couple of weeks, they've had maybe some cracks or so, and they've came out with the wins for sure. But these couple games, the last ones that we've played that we've covered too, were against top teams. The top team in the other side of the NCTL with the Bay City All Saints. And then last week to start the playoffs against Carson City Crystal. To be in the playoffs, you're a good team, so... They're making their way, and it's against good teams, so we can look at that way.
Mike Gallagher informed me that Martin is up 16-6 in their regional championship game in Division One. Also, who's met Brown City last year in the state semifinals that we had covered.
The eventual state champion, correct?
Yeah. All right, they are getting ready here for kickoff now as we come back for the second half. It's 12-0 Kingston leading, and they'll kick it off against Brown City. Mikey Smith with me. I'm Eddie Fury here on Sand Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. 12-0, Kingston leads at the half. They put a couple minutes extra on the clock there.
They did.
Tomorrow.
And we used it up.
Tomorrow afternoon, right here at 92.5, 1:30 p.m., it's Division II High School 8 Player Region 3 Championship game. Dackerville Eagles at Portland St. Patrick Shamrocks.
Saturday afternoon football. We're going to have a nice squibbing kick down. It's going to have a return, possibly
bobbled.
Return.
Bobbled.
Yeah, bobbled at the 20.
Looks like Lawson Cooper with a return. He kind of picked it up at the 20, gain of about 5-6 yards. That's where Brown City will start off first series of offense. Seven series of offense after Kingston recovered the fumble in the first half.
And you said Kingston took care of most of the second quarter on offense. We didn't see how many number of plays that drive was, but it was an 11-minute drive.
That's a good point. We got to keep track of that.
Buddy. Yes, because Phil gives me numbers of plays in that drive.
That's what it was, a little shorthand here, right?
So. Yes, yep, exactly. I don't know how he does it, but it's definitely efficient.
Brown City starts at their own 26.
Their own 26, you said it, first and 10. As they have the ball to start the second half, down by two scores, 12-0. Going to go right up the middle for a power run. Both teams have some size on their offense and defensive lines.
Yeah. I got a guy talking right into my mic out there.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see that ball carrier was by chance? I thought it was Hubbard.
Breyer?
Breyer with the carry. I'm going to give it to him in 1 yard on that gain.
Well, it's 12-0, so
yeah,
sticking, getting plays from the sideline.
They're going to go slot left. They set up a nice running play by the quarterback this last time off the same formation. Slot left. Cooper's in the shotgun. Hands waist high looking for the snap. It's going to be a quick fire out to number 33. Covered up pretty quickly, though. Pass is completed.
Owen Corliss right there, along with help from Isaiah Helton. Number 21 got the initial contact. Reception was good, but, you know, not much to gain there. They're kind of still around the 20, maybe a half-yard gain on that one. Move the chain a little bit. It'll be third down and a long nine.
Number 33, Carden Hagee with the reception.
Yep.
You said give him 1 yard on that? Yes.
Yeah.
One tough yard.
Third down and nine. Ball around the 26, 27-yard line.
And they will go slot right this time. Cooper's looking over to the right side where he has his receivers across the middle as the drag route gets completed. Nice.
Number 22 with the reception. But it'll be a fourth down. Maybe a gain of 4 yards in that. We'll see where they mark it. That ball goes across the 30 down to about the 33-yard line. It'll be a good reception. A gain of about maybe 8 yards on that. Maybe seven. It'll be fourth down and a long two. I'll give him seven, Mikey.
There you go, seven. That's Ethan Morrow with the reception that time. He makes it a very manageable fourth down and two. You said it, Eddie. They're going to have to go for it, right? Their side of the field, though.
Well, looks like they are.
Ball sits at the 34.
Unless they're going to do a hard count.
Yep, they could as they have a short 2 yards to go. No, they're going to do it. Breyer's going to get it, trying to get around the right side.
Cooper.
No, Cooper has it. Great play action, the quarterback across midfield, across the 45.
Followed his lead blocker on the right side.
He
had two guys protecting him, along with the offensive line, pulling their way to the right side. A big run there for Lawson Cooper.
Give him 21 yards on that carry.
As they get into Kingston Cardinal territory, to the 45-yard line on that play to the right side. Number 22 in front of him got him an extra 10 yards, Ethan Worrell. And had some help on the right side. Followed his lead blockers.
Yep. And I was following the fake by Breyer. Nice job on that. First down and 10 now. They are into Kingston Cardinal territory.
On fourth down there.
On fourth down, we call that. Man goes in motion from right to left. Cooper's under center. And he's going to have everybody coming this way as lead blockers. But that just told the defense what was up. Tackle for loss.
Mm. Lawson Cooper.
Tanner James with the TFL.
That's number one for Kingston with the defense. 9:26 to go here. It's 12-0. Kingston with the lead after the 2 yard loss. Ball pushed back to about the 47 yard line for the Brown City Green Devil offense.
Mm.
Kingston Cardinals loud and proud out there with the little glow sticks.
The red glow sticks. You can see them across the field.
One of those are carryovers from the police department, you know, from Halloween a couple days ago?
Possibly. That'd be making good use of their stuff.
So your kids had a lot of fun with the trunk or treat.
Yes, they did. I had a lot of fun as well. Bryce's going to go in motion from left to right, back for a pass. Number 22, Ethan Worrell, the intended target, though.
Yeah, that one stayed up in the air a little too bit floating. As number five, Owen Corliss, is right there. Lawson Cooper did have double protection on the right side, but still had to get rid of it a little bit. But it's still right on the dot there. It just kind of stayed in the air a little bit too long there. That was into the slot right side.
Did you see who the intended target was on that?
Number 23, I believe. Connor Vandenberg.
Yep.
He's usually the dual threat as a running back or a receiver. But number five, Owen Corliss, able to slap that down and be right there in front of it. So
there you go. After the incomplete, now facing the third and 12, Brown City's looking as they have a slot right. Cooper's in the shotgun. Breyer's on off his left hip side. Straight back to pass to the right sideline. That is the far sideline. That's Worrell with it. Is he going to be? No, at the end. He had it, Eddie.
He had it, and it went off. He just couldn't hang on to it. It went out of bounds as he came down to the ground. That was number 22, Ethan Worrell. I'm not sure if he might have been the last one also. I kind of get 22 and 23 confused. So.
Yep. I didn't think it was Connor.
Worrell is on the other side, you know, the right side, but
gotcha.
We'll see where Vandenberg lines up at. Because maybe I'm assuming because of his size, he's helping with the protection
right.
And being on the left side. We'll see where he lines up here to be sure.
That incomplete, though, brings up another fourth down.
Yeah, number 33, Carden Hagee was sent down the field also. Now we have Connor Vandenberg and number 33 Hagee on the right side.
Slot right for this fourth and 12. Cooper rolls out to his right. And it goes incomplete, knocked away by number three.
Nicholas Cummings slaps it away and fires up the Kingston Cardinals. The defense, as Brown City goes for it, on fourth down and 12, a turnover on downs, incomplete pass to the right side. And Kingston Cardinals in their first series of offense and defense stops this.
They have an answer for everything so far tonight.
8:42 to go here in the third quarter. Turnover on downs on fourth down.
There you go, T-O-D. Kingston will take over first and 10. Their side of the field, just shy of the midfield marker. Shout out to Supervisor Pam and the Midnight Shift crew. I'll see you guys in a couple hours.
That's right. You're going to work, aren't you?
Eight wonderful hours this evening. Shout out to Holden Harbor. Doubt you're listening, but I'll still throw it to you, my son and daughter. And we're going to have a
discussion.
Yeah, flag on this. Delay of game on the offense. Right. That's the way to start it.
Okay, we'll be right back here in WBGV. After the delay of game, a big run up the middle, maybe got just across the line of scrimmage, maybe a game of a yard after that, but after the delay of game, right?
Yep, delay of game, so that was 5 yards on it. He gave him 6 on that carry.
And got the 5 back plus 1. Did you see who got that carry?
Yep, Tanner James, number 1.
All right, Kingston with possession. Ball at the 46-47, maybe 48-yard line. Their own 48-yard line.
They're going to go right forward on this one. Nothing fancy, just quarterback Ethan. He went across the midfield marker.
Meeting up head-to-head with the end of that play with a tackle. It's like number 20. Focus in on him. Number 22, Ethan Worrell.
Give 7 yards on that quarterback keep as he takes it to the 46-yard line.
First series of offense here for Kingston. Turnover and downs on 4th and 12 as Brown City was in Kingston territory but couldn't complete the pass. 3 straight passes in that last play. Mm-hmm.
Tight formation. Ooh. Connor James back in the backfield. That's a tackle for a loss. Eddie, TFL.
Number 16, big hit in the backfield. Brian Mulholland, is that the first loss of yards?
I was going to say, their first negative play.
For Kingston, coming down to 7 minutes, it will be a fourth down and a long 3.5, maybe 4 yards there. The ball is in Brown City territory at about the 47-yard line. There we go.
Yep, give him a loss of 1.
But the clock will roll. Fourth down, near 4 yards here.
Going back to a pass formation. Is Kingston. Tanner James, the slot right, goes motion left, and it'll be a quick pooch punt. That's Owen Corliss going to kick it out of bounds. It's going to go out past around the 20. No return.
We'll be right back. Brown City back in offense. Lawson Cooper with a carry for Brown City on first down. Gain of about a yard. Isaiah Helton with a tackle for Kingston. 12-0. If you're just joining us here in the third quarter, Kingston leads 12-0. With about 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
So we are working our way halfway through this third quarter. Brown City needs points, and they need them now. They'll have 2nd and 8, as you said it, Eddie, from their own 30. Cooper's trying to get around the left side that's nearest us down the home sideline, and he's going to get a little bit, but not much.
James Rail, the tackle in the end of that play. Owen Corliss right there. I suspect one of these players, of course, has got to be the QB spy in Lawson Cooper because of his dual threat offensively.
Sir. So I would say you're right on that. Did he get anything? I don't think he got none on that.
Maybe one.
Give him one on that?
Maybe. Right. But, you know, that ball's at the 29.5-yard line, if anything. Yeah.
Yep.
He's going to toss that play. But it'll be nowhere. Loss of a yard there.
Tanner James met him at the line of scrimmage.
Number 22, Ethan Worrell, with a carry attempt. That was like a toss.
Yep.
So it brings up a fourth down and about 8 yards. Ball now at the 29-yard line. Brown City's own. Here you got to punt it.
Yeah, they are deep. They're at their own 30. So that wasn't a negative play, but that was 0.
So that's 1, 2, 3 out already, right?
Yes, sir.
3 and out.
They're going to have to go with that.
Clock continues to roll. 4:39 to go here.
So they do set up. It looks like a passing formation, but Cooper's in the shotgun. I think he's going to punt it away.
He is going for it, Mikey. He's
down
throwing it up.
Middle of the field or to the near sideline to Bono. We're going to have a flag, though.
And that's what they were hoping to draw. Number three on defense, Nicholas Cummings on DeBono, goes down the left side to the 40-yard line. The flag right there, an official looking right at it. And there was an arm pulling an arm down there by Kingston. So going for it on fourth down with eight at their own 29-yard line.
That was the right call.
And they get the first down with the defensive pass interference.
There you go. That was a good call to make. They threw it down the sideline. DeBono, one of their best receivers. That was who stepping in there? Number three, Nicholas Cummings on that pass breakup. He draws the penalty, though. Just a sophomore as well, so they have plenty of players coming back. First and 10 now as they moved up to their own 49-yard line. That's going to be actually the 44-yard line. First and 10.
Oh.
Cooper's going to take the high snap. She gets it down, makes it something out of that disaster.
But he loses yards.
Ooh,
so
another tackle for a loss.
Bobbled it because he's in the shotgun position.
Yes.
Give him some time as Kingston was able to close in on him throughout this game. So a loss of a yard. Be second down and 11.
You're going to give him two or so. Would you say one or two on that?
Loss?
Yep.
A long one? I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to say one.
There you go.
All right, the ball at about the 41, 42-yard line.
They're going to set up a slot left. Cooper's in the shotgun. Does he have a wing? Nope, just two slot on the left. Cooper's going to get it to the right. All action was on there. On his feet, far sideline, past midfield. On his feet some more. 45, 44. He's pushed out of bounds.
That's number three finally pushing him out, but he gets the first down. That ball at the 42-yard line gets 8, 13, I'm going to say 17 yards. The ball's going to be placed at the 41-yard line in Kingston territory.
Their chunk plays have come back from their young quarterback so far this evening.
3:36 to go here. 12-0 in the third quarter. Kingston leading. Brown City have yet to score, but a big play by Lawson Cooper to the right side. Gets down for that big first down and down to the 41.
And Brown City's finally went over 100 yards of total offense. Quick pitch coming back left, and it's going to be covered up quickly, though. No go. Number two on the carry, you say.
And number 21, Isaiah Hilton with a tackle along with Owen Corliss helping out. 3:23 to go here. 12-0. Be second down, a loss of about 3 yards.
That was number two on the carry, so that was Kaline Muholland, the freshman.
3:10 and counting in the third quarter. 12-0, Kingston leading Brown City. And the speed by Kingston. They've got their wings on here for the Cardinals flying in on those tackles. And then the assist tackles really stymies a play.
They really do with a slot right now. Second down and 13 from the 40. Brown City trying to make something happen. Cooper fly out to the flats to 23. That's Connor Vandenberg with a nice chunk play on that. He'll be shy of that first down to gain.
That's number 22, Ethan Worrell.
Oh, Ethan Worrell. Thank you for that. Ethan Worrell on the completion.
Gets down to about the 36-yard line with that completion. So maybe two, three, about 7 yards on that one.
Okay.
It'll be third and five. 2:23 to go in the third quarter. Third and a long five.
And they're going to make something out of nothing out of this. Slot right. Cooper's in the shotgun. Hulbert on his left side. Moves over to his right. Looking for the hard count. And it's Cooper taking off on his own. And he'd be shy of that first down to gain as he had a third and five. I think he got one or two on that.
Yeah, Tanner James right there, number one, to wrap him up on the ankle there and trip him up. Got a couple yards, but it'll be another fourth down and 4 yards to go here. We see him go for it back down here for a pass interference call. But
yeah, no size is listed for these guys, but Tanner James, one of the bigger dudes on his team and just a sophomore.
Yeah, well, last year, a little bit smaller. I think the puberty hit and then he went up. I asked Carl Nichols, Tanner James, I think, grew a lot there. So.
He's noticeably bigger than a lot of his teammates.
1:20 to go here. Third.
Fourth.
It'll be a fourth down and a four. Ball at about the 29-yard line for Brown City in Kingston territory.
Back to pass. Cooper out to his right.
Slapped away.
Pass deflected. There you go.
By number three, Nicholas Cummings. His frame and his length of his arms go up and knock that pass down. Turnover on downs. Well, 1:09 to go here in the third, and Kingston Cardinals takes over.
Wow, you said it, 1:09 to go, and Kingston has the ball with the 12-point lead. Just no offense yet so far this evening.
We will be right back. On the first play, Owen Corliss with a carry gets the first down, a gain of 13 yards from their own 34 down to the 46, 47-yard line.
And they are just shy of the midfield, and they're going to go I formation. Corliss is going to keep it himself again around the left side, on his feet, down the far sideline, 40, 30 before he's pushed out of bounds.
That ball from the 46-yard line, I believe, on first down, and another first down.
Big play on that one.
The Kingston Cardinals into Brown City territory, and they're going to put that ball and mark it at the 36-yard line.
I'll give them 20 on that, if my math is correct.
Let's see. Is it?
Pretty close.
From the 46, so. 9, 14.
18 yards. There you go. But a big first down for Kingston, and they are moving down the field quickly.
And again, Kingston runs into their own player.
That's Tanner James knocking his own guys around.
Yeah. It comes down to the end of the third quarter, 12-0. Kingston with the lead. They're back in offense. They're going to get at least a yard off that. That ball would be marked at the 35-yard line. The final frame is coming up, 12-0. Kingston leading. Brown City here at the end of the third. We'll be right back.
Coming back to start the fourth quarter, Owen Corliss will keep it for his Kingston Cardinals offense as they faced a first and 10. From the 35, Brown City 35.
Starts off the fourth quarter, 12-0. Kingston leading. Brings up a, what is it, a third already? Or a second?
It should be a second down.
Yeah, I don't think Chain Gang has that right.
I don't know if they're going to give anything on that.
Ball's right at the 35-yard line in Brown City territory. I'll tell you what, Kingston Cardinals dominating on defense and keeping time of possession. Especially in that second quarter.
Yeah, with this being the fourth quarter now, you're going to look for these long snaps. Up under center, that's Corliss going to keep it all by himself.
What a surge. Pushes his way up ahead.
Yeah, third and 10, he still did the quarterback sneak.
When you got that beef of number 77 and number 75 in front of you, Hunter Benevi and Stephen Haig, you're going to have a big hole up the middle there, Mikey.
For sure. I can agree with you on that one, Eddie.
That is some good eating there at Biagio's.
All right, 9 yards for the quarterback keep.
Brings up a fourth down, it says, on the chain gain, and maybe 1 or 2 yards there. 10:42 to go here. Ball's at the 28-yard line, maybe 27. Officials about to raise his hand here or not?
Oh, we got one of the coaches on the Brown City sideline doing it for him.
And there he goes.
Fourth and two. Now Tanner James right through the hole. First down as he smacks him.
End of that play, Ethan Worrell. And number 30 with the hit. That is Briar Halbert.
Took it from the 27 down to the 23.
Seems like a little bit of a let up here by Brown City or not?
Yeah.
I don't. Want to hit a little bit harder than that. Maybe knock a ball loose. We'll see.
Yeah.
But a good job there by Kingston, running-wise. Under center is Corliss.
Staying in that power formation. Owen's going to keep it. Quarterback around the left side. Lead blocker. Spins move at the 10. Pushed out. Bounds.
By number 30 and number 20, Ethan Worrell. And number 30, Briar Halbert, to push him off with after that spin move at the 10-yard line.
He did. He had it down.
And another first down. And they might be in right at the 10, so is it going to be first and goal, or do they have a chance for first?
It should be.
I think it's first and goal now, right at the 10.
That was a 13-yard pickup.
By Owen Corliss to the left side. Whew.
Okay. There you go, at the 10-yard line. They are in the Kohler Oil and Propane red zone.
Can't let Kingston score here because it's going to be a little bit out of reach here with 9:22 to go.
Going inside. Ball on the ground, though. Quickly picked back up by the quarterback. Safe play.
Ooh. Was that supposed to be a direct snap to someone?
He did. He handed off to number 11, Michael Jenkins, the junior, and it just got knocked away right at the line of scrimmage.
So that's a loss of yards.
It is.
So it's about maybe... Ball was at the 10. I think there's that four-yard loss. And that chain gain, I don't think, is marking it right.
No, they're too busy watching the action.
So that's a four-yard loss. It'll be second and about 14, 13 yards.
Okay. And that's going to be attached to the quarterback because he's the one that ended up on the ball.
Tanner James pushing his way near the five. On that play, they'll mark him down at the six. So an eight-yard gain for Tanner James. It will bring up a third and go now.
You said eight-yard gain for Tanner? And they are just on the outside of the five-yard
line. About
the
six, yeah.
Hmm.
Down to 8:20 to go here, Mikey.
That was some quick bang-bang play.
Started from their own 34-yard line.
And their ball is sitting at the five.
Five or six, I think.
Yep, yeah. We'll call it six. Scoreboard says five. So I formation again, Corliss under center. Out back is going to be James, and that'll be Corliss keeping himself
inside the five now.
From the six. You said inside the five.
So I'm going to say around the two-yard line, maybe three. It brings up a fourth down and goal situation once again for the Kingston Cardinals. I'm going to say maybe near the two-yard line. Well, let me see the ball. I see the ball. They're going to mark that.
They're marking it like three or four.
3 or 4 yard line, yeah. Hard to tell from here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What are you going to say, three?
I'll give him three on that.
Well, there's a hash marker, right? Right there. That means that's at the three-yard line for a two-point attempt, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
so that's going to say at the four. There we go.
Owen's going to keep it with a couple lead blockers. Left side to the pylon. Touchdown, Cardinals. Eddie, that's what you said that did not need to happen.
And it did happen. At the 7:15 mark, Owen Corliss with a touchdown run, his second of the night. That one for three or four?
I'll give him four on that.
And there you go. At the 7:15 mark, Owen Corliss. Here for the two-point attempt.
And that might have been the proverbial nail in the coffin.
We'll see, but a lot can happen.
Yeah.
But
almost halfway through this fourth quarter, though.
18-0 on the way they've been able. We'll call a timeout. We'll be right back. It's 18-0. Kingston leads.
Coming back after the Kingston timeout, they're going to try this two-point conversion after the four-yard touchdown run by Owen Corliss and his Kingston Cardinal offense. Score 18-0 with the two-point time. Connor James going to go in motion to the right. Owen Corliss going to throw to the back of the end zone. Intercepted. Quarterback Cooper with the interception. So two-point conversion, no good. 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Kingston 18, Brown City 0.
We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Fury, you along with Mikey Smith. Touchdown scored by the Kingston Cardinals with their lead 18-0. Two-point pass intercepted.
That will be Owen Corliss' second short yardage touchdown. The first one a 1 yard, that one five. No, did I have that at five? Yes, yep. 4 yards.
Line drive kick, and that one will go right out of bounds. So Brown City will start in good field position. A flag on a play. We'll see if they'll take a re-kick or not.
Santa Ana County News. Sports guy Mike Gallagher getting the ball.
The host of Sportsline on WMIC AM 660. They will have to re-kick it.
Perfect spiral by Mike Gallagher right there. Back to the official.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Former Peck Pirate.
There you go. And they are going to re-kick it again. Brown City says, give us another kick. 7:10 to go in this fourth quarter. 18 for Kingston, 0 for Brown City. The visitors came into play, didn't they?
Great game plan.
They did. Great game plan. And we said it's hard. I said it. It's cliche, but it's hard for a team to beat another team two times in a season.
Any Mikey memories?
Not at all. Okay. I never got a chance to play Brown City. And only scrimmage Kingston. Kickoff is going to be returned from the 25. On his feet, still past the 30, 35, 40, 45, out to the midfield. Nice return by number 81.
They'll get to about the 50, maybe 49-yard line in Kingston territory. We'll be right back. Brown City back in offense.
All right. Incomplete pass and first down to Vandenberg. Down the middle of the field, incomplete. Ball is at the 50-yard line for Brown City. Fifth series of offense in this second half.
Cooper back to pass at the 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Just overthrew another receiver. That was DeBono that time.
That's incomplete.
So Cooper's ball is going just a little bit long on a lot of these plays. Looking for the flag, the American flag, that is. Yeah. And it is a little windy out there. Definitely the breeze is coming from left to right. The same way the Brown City offense is moving across your radio dial. 6:54, the clock did stop after the other incomplete. Third down and 10 now. Ball still sits at the midfield mark. Right on the top of the Green Devil head. This Friday Night Lights regional championship. One's moving on and the other one's getting ready for basketball season. Cooper's looking for the shotgun snap and he is back to pass, standing at his own 40.
Incomplete!
Intercepted! Intercepted at the 20, 35-yard line, going back the other way.
That's intercepted, not
there
incomplete.
You go. Who was it that got that?
Number 21, Isaiah Hilton.
Hilton.
And Kingston with a turnover. Recovering with the interception on defense and get the ball back in Brown City territory. You knew that was going to be dangerous, having to go the pass, but what other choice do you have?
No, you have to. You have to throw the play. The only body that had a chance on that was the defensive back, Isaiah Helton.
That ball will be at the 44-yard line after the interception.
Mm.
Isaiah Hilton.
Isaiah with the interception sets his Cardinal offense up with the short field.
6:43 mark.
Ball's at the Brown City 43-yard line. They're going to hand it off, keep the clock rolling along. Chunk play there on the first down carry. That goes to Tanner James, the sophomore. And he'll have a 8-yard carry on that. Makes a second down and 7. Ball moved up to the 37. Clock rolls along. We're at 6:22 here to go in the fourth quarter. Yeah, they came to play. That is the Kingston Cardinal offense.
It's a great game plan.
Yeah.
Great game plan.
Second down to 5, so they only had 5 on that carry. I was wrong.
Kingston Cardinals are definitely fired up. Come down to 6 minutes left in the game. Hand off to...
That's Tanner James again with another carry.
And a flag at the end of that play.
Let's see what this flag is about.
Frustration may be setting in. Let's see what they do here.
Yep. They did get the first down on the carry.
Tanner James got the, it'll be a face mask on Brown City. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. After the penalty, that's a big penalty.
Huge penalty. It gave them a whole lot of yardage to that Kingston offense, the one with the lead that did not need all the extra yardage. Yeah. Oh, it is. First and 10 now. They are inside the red zone at the 19. We're going to have a whistle to see if that's a timeout or what's happening. No, we're just going to get set properly. 5:49 to go in the game, so we are halfway through. That whistle is to get that clock moving. First and 10 at the 19. That is the Brown City 19.
18 or 19. Yeah. 5:35 and take another time. I don't think Brown City is going to try to stop this clock either, are they?
I don't think so.
18-0, 5:25 to go here.
Down by 3 scores. Down by a hole. They're just going to take their time waiting for the back judge to raise his hand. Oro and Corliss will keep it himself on the ground from the 19 on a first down carry. Nothing fancy, just right up the middle, Eddie.
Gets to about the 11-yard line. Gain of about maybe 8-7 yards in that one.
Okay.
Maybe 11, 12-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. Maybe even less than that.
Yeah, 6.
6, yeah. They six bring it back a little bit.
They did that back-to-back plays now.
Have they brought it back? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ball around the, looks like around the 13-yard line. Yeah.
Yep, you are correct. There you go.
4:37 to go in the game. It's 18-0. Brown City leading and looking to go on to the state semifinals here. They're just kind of keeping it on the ground and just kind of going up the middle there, and they'll get another good chunk play inside the 10, maybe to the 8-yard line with that carry.
That was Tanner James on the carry that time.
So it'll be a third down and about one.
So give them three on that carry.
You hear the fans on the other side. All right. 3:57 and counting.
Facing a third and one at the 9-yard line for this Kingston offense. Look for the back judge as he stands under the goal post. Hand goes up. That's 10 seconds. Corliss is going to keep it again. Nothing fancy, just again going forward.
Gets right at the 5-yard line. Gets the first down. It'll be first and go at the 5 with 3:32 as they set the chains. Just a yard marker. You ain't really got to use the chain gang. The clock will roll now with 3.5 to go here. We're going to see some players here from Brown City get in. Number 75 coming in. Mm-hmm. Jackson Trombley, number 35 coming in, also getting some touches. Robert Browning. Defense plays, and looks like Brown City has relented here, Mikey.
Yep, down by 3 scores, 18-0 with 3:10 to go.
Kingston may be doing the same also. They saw a different, couple different players coming in.
You said Brown City would be facing Martin on the other side of that semifinal?
Possibly. Kingston may.
I'm sorry, Kingston.
Yeah. Number 53, I want to give the other beef there on the left side. Miles Spencer on the line for Kingston. Flag comes flying in.
That was Connor James on the carry. This goes from the 5-yard line.
Goes down to the, ran down to the 4. So a yard short, maybe 2 yards short.
Personal foul on the defense.
So it's going to take half the distance to go, so it goes right to the 1. 2:50 to go here. After the interception by Kingston with this time of possession. Now bring up a first and goal now. It's an automatic first down, right?
It is. So. It should be. It is first and goal from the 1.
I mean, how do you not want to score here? I know Kingston coaches want to score, but you have no choice.
Right.
I mean,
a quarterback keeper at this point scores.
And they're going to let this clock roll now after the penalty with 2:48 to go, so may have enough time to take some knees or just.
Yep.
Or they go in for a touchdown. You're down at the 1. What choice do you have?
Yep. Owen Corliss under center. Back is going to be Tanner James. Not going to take, again, all that time in the world.
Yeah. He's looking at his coach, and he will just kind of hand it off. And
one of the two backs have it, and they're going to be into the end zone. I don't know if it was Jenkins or James, but I think it was James.
That's number 11, right?
That'll be Jenkins, number 11.
Michael Jensen? Jenkins?
Jenkins, did he have it?
I think he did. He had the ball in his hands. So 24-0, 2:17 to go here. Kingston on the board. Once again, Michael Jenkins getting that. The 2:17 mark, I believe it was, Mikey.
Yeah, I can double check.
And that was on first and goal. So a 1-yard TD by Michael Jenkins at this point. Going for the 2-point conversion. Corliss will keep it. He will get in for the 2-point run. Good. 26-0. It is Kingston with the lead after the 2-point run by Owen Corliss. And Michael Jenkins?
They couldn't see it either. Nobody could see who it was.
Well, he was a number 11.
Yeah, that's going to be Jenkins.
All right, we'll be right back here. 2-point conversion. Goodbye, Owen Corliss here. 26-0. Kingston with the lead, 2:17 to go.
Coming back after the Kingston touchdown, it was a 1-yard touchdown. We're confirming if it was Tanner James or if it was Michael Jenkins. Either way, they get some more points. 2-point conversion was going to be the quarterback keeper. Score now 26 for Kingston, 0 for Brown City. Only 2:17 to go in this game. This is a regional championship, 8-player Division I. Going to have a little return by the Brown City offense, or Brown City special teams. The only thing they can do now, down by 4 scores, is throw the ball all around the field. Cooper only has 1 interception tonight, but he does have a lot of incompletes. And they're going to run the ball, keep the ball on the ground. And I don't know, did we have a ball? Fumbled? No. Nope, it was...
Loss of yards?
Yep, another big tackle for loss. Number 35, I guess, would have been the ball carrier, as we have some new players in the game.
Trying to figure out who got the last TD, but I believe it was Jenkins. He says James.
He said James. Okay, I can reverse that. Going to be a pass attempted. Goes incomplete. Stop the clock at 1:38 now. So let's adjust that scoring play. It was a 1-yard touchdown run by number 1, not number 11. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think Mike Gallagher is seeing down in the field that it was number 1, Tanner James with the TD. So we're going to give him that. So.
All right, he was closer than we were.
Well, the number 11 was Jenkins. Remember, I was just telling you.
Yeah, they're both 1 or 11. It's hard to see. Going to come back this near side down the right sideline. That's going to be number 80. With the carry, that's going to be Ryan Binkley Potts. And that'll be his first carry of the game. Ryan's first carry, that is.
Maybe a minute and a half to go here. Fourth down and about a long 8 or 7 yards. Kingston Cardinals moving on in it. I do believe it's they have said that it was Martin beating Goebbels.
Okay.
It is 26-0 here. Kingston leading the carry.
Quarterback keeper, you're trying to keep fighting along. That's number 35 in there running the show now. That'd be Robert Browning.
The junior.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of disappointing in here, the Browns and the Green Devils, but a great game plan, as I said, by the Kingston Cardinals. But look at this Kingston Cardinal lineup. Just a 1, 2, 3 seniors on this lineup. Maybe 4.
They're scattered throughout.
Yeah, they got about 3 or 4 seniors, and they got everybody coming back that was on this lineup from last year.
Yeah, they're playmakers, with the exception of Owen Corliss, the senior quarterback's graduating. But the big man, number 1, Tanner James, the sophomore, coming back.
Ball at the 44-yard line.
At this point, they could just take a couple kneel downs.
For maybe. Kingston, yeah, first down after turnover and down. So.
They do. They set up in victory formation for the Cardinals. A couple knee downs, and that's all they want. 26 for Kingston, 0 for Brown City.
1 minute left.
This has been a run that this Brown City has been on.
Just taking the knees, victory formation, and just an astounding domination of defense and running offense. Time possession by the Kingston Cardinals against the Brown City Green Devils. Avenging week 3 loss, 38-20, here 26-0.
That's a long trip over to Martin if they do pull out the win.
We made the trip.
We did.
Corliss, another knee, and that's going to be almost it. So they'll take one more to be sure, but I think they're just going to let it wind down, aren't they? And they are.
They are.
They are relenting, and that is the final, 26-0. The Kingston Cardinals had defeated the Brown City Green Devils.
It was all Kingston.
Kingston moves on.
They had a shutout.
To the state semifinal. To face Martin.
And that is the final.
We'll be right back here. on WBGV 92.5 FM. The Kingston Cardinals over Brown City, 26-0. We'll be back for your post-game report. All right, welcome back to our post-game report. Here is Mikey Smith with our post-game reports. It is the Kingston Cardinals winning Division 1, Region 3, Regional Championship Game, MHSAA Playoffs with a win over Brown City 26-0. Here is Mikey Smith with your post-game report, starting off with Brown City.
All right, on the Brown City side, we had 74 on the ground, 39 through the air. That gives them a total of 113 yards total. Ooh, that is the reason there was zero on the board. Tough. 74 on the ground, 39 through the air. Leading rusher for Brown City will be the quarterback, Cooper. 11 rushes for 79 yards. That does account for a couple negative plays in there. So 11 rushes, 79 again. The other leading rusher would have been 3 carries for 3 yards for Briar Halbert. Everybody else at negative yardage. Ooh, that's tough. So that again, 21 carries for 74 yards. 5 passing attempts completed out of 16 attempted, so that was 5 out of 16 attempted with an interception for 39 total yards of passing. That's 5 for 16 and an interception for 39 yards through the air. Leading pass catcher will be 2 passing catches for 14 yards. It's number 22, so that's 2 catches for 14 yards, and that is Worrell. Yes, Ethan Worrell, the junior, is the leading reception. Number 25, DeBono, has 1 catch for 18 yards. So there you go on that side. Not a lot of offense to talk about.
Okay, as they get that pitcher ready, we will take another commercial break and come back with either an interview with head coach Brad Jones of Kingston or after a commercial break. So we'll be right back here and also with the Kingston stats. Kingston wins over Brown City 26-0. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. All right, thank you, Mikey. If you can hear me, give me a thumbs up. Okay. With me, head coach Jones, coach. Great game plan here. Yes, Coach Jones, great game plan here, man. I tell you what, you guys started off the bat, particularly the second quarter, was a time-consuming drive from your own 10 or 12-yard line.
Yeah, I remember looking up at the clock when that drive started, and I think there was almost 10 minutes left on the clock. We had several big third, fourth down pickups and got the ball all the way down in, punched it in. I believe there was 50 seconds left in the first half. We still wanted to get a stop because we knew they got the ball back coming out of the half. So that's what we've been doing. We've been putting drives like that together the last few weeks where we'll eat up 8-9 minutes of the clock, end it in a score. I think that's the most important part. But just tough physical running from our team, and blocking up front was outstanding. And just couldn't be more proud of this group of guys.
So everybody seemed pretty healthy out there. Your offensive line did a heck of a job. You know, it's number 75, number 77. You got some beef out there. Number 53, good job up the middle. Get that good surge there. For James Rail and Owen Corliss.
Yeah, let me give those guys a shout-out. Hunter Venevi, Stephen Hagg, Miles Spencer, Isaiah Helton, Colin Corliss, our fullback, Michael Jenkins. Those guys all night just fought. There was times where Brown City, and hats off to Brown City, they're a great football team. They're physical. They're pretty young. They're going to be right back here next year. Well-coached football team. Just have a ton of respect for what they do over here. But our kids have a locked-in mindset right now. It didn't matter who we were playing tonight. We were coming out on top.
What was the adjustment you took from week 3? That's a long time ago at this point. 38-20. You still got 20 points on them. What was different from that week 3 compared to right now?
I think early in the season, we just really struggled finding our identity on offense. We tried some different things. After that game, we kind of scratching our heads about what do we want our offense to look like. Made some switches heading into Deckerville. And started playing a little more power football, getting other guys touches besides Owen Corliss. And James Rail has came on the second half. Tanner James, those guys have really came on strong. But we felt like the strength of our team was in our offensive line, and we needed to start to utilize that.
What can you say about your quarterback? I mean,
I can't say enough good things about the kid. He's an unbelievable leader. He's a gamer, just a great game manager. He really embraced this role as an under center quarterback. You know, he's not getting as many carries, but when we do call his name, he's still making great plays. But he's really embraced the role under center quarterback. Just the field general out there for us. He's our commander out there.
So, Coach Brandon Jones, how did it feel when you saw what was happening on the field? It's like, oh my gosh, this is starting to come together.
Yeah, I think when we got that interception there, Isaiah Helton got the interception, I think that's when it really sank in, like, hey, I think we're going to do this. I know with those guys being up 18-0, that lead's not that safe. Once we got the interception, I felt pretty good about it. And then we put another drive together, ate some clock up, capped her off with another score. So, hey, our defense is playing great right now. We're going to have a great opponent next week. Luckily, we're going to be home. We're going to play that game at Kingston. I don't know, I'm assuming it'll be Saturday. But whoever we play, it's going to be an unbelievable matchup. We're going to have to really have a great week of preparation getting ready for that semifinal game.
I believe it was Martin, right? So, yeah. So, all right, Coach Brandon Jones, good luck. Great game plan. Fun game to watch. Just the dominance they had in the ground there and the running game, top notch. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank
you. Is Owen around here? Yeah, it'd be great. So, Mikey, I'm going to try to get Owen here, Corliss here, real quick here. Let's see if we can get him on here real quick. And he's going to come right out to us here, I believe. So he's getting some hugs. Got to give him some props here in a little bit. We'll get him out over here. All right. Here we go. Owen Corliss, congratulations, bud.
Thank you.
Great game plan. You got to be proud of your offensive line. You know, you look bigger down on the field, but when I come up to you, you ain't that big compared to me.
I'm not that big.
But you're kind of wiry, you know. So, but besides that, you got to be happy to how the game plan came together. I mean, you knew what you were going to face there against the Brown City Green Devils. Back in week 3, 38-20, this time you flip it around and you shut them out 26-0.
Yep. Well, it starts with our offensive line. We've been preaching all week. It starts up front, and they did that. We pounded the ball all night.
Yeah, number 75, number 77, number 53 really making those holes for you right up the middle.
There's some big boys right there. There's some big boys. And they deserve some loving. They deserve some loving for that.
You know, it all kind of starts off with your center there, you know, managing the game for you to get that snap to you. So.
Yeah. Well, we've all been starting a varsity since freshman year, and he's been a great piece. Last 4 years, he's been wonderful for us. Big body. Great.
Not having to lean on your shoulders here in the second half of the season, having James Rail was a key here in the second half of the season. His power running really came very effective for you guys in the second half of the season.
Yeah, he's turned it on since we switched our offenses around, and he's running the ball hard, lowering his shoulder. Couldn't ask for more from him.
Congrats. State semifinals. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Owen Corliss, number 5 for the Kingston Cardinals. So congratulations to them. Mikey, I'll hand it back it off to you.
Thank you so much, Eddie. I will run through some Kingston stats as Eddie makes his way back up here or chats with some folks down there. So for Kingston, total yards, 240 rushing. Everything came on the ground as they had only one pass attempt. And that was for a 2-point conversion attempt. Went intercepted. So the only pass attempt, no good. Intercepted. So everything on the ground, I have unofficially 51 carries, 240 yards rushing. Leading rusher will be, we talked to him in the interview, Owen Corliss, 19 carries and 94 yards. A couple guys also with 70 and 76 each. On 16 carries, that will be Tanner James and James Rail. 70 for Rail, 76 for James. Both, again, on 16 carries each. And that was basically only one other carry. That would have been the fullback. Nope, I have to correct that. That was Tanner James with that carry. So, yeah, 3 ball carriers tonight did all the work on the ground. It said 51 carries, 240 yards, no passes completed, only one intercepted on a 2-point conversion. So, Eddie, there you go.
Did I come through?
You did.
Did I have the mic on?
It was hot. Okay. Kim Good, a little static here and there, but heard you guys loud and clear. Head coach Brandon Jones has a great voice on the radio.
Well, he's kind of tall, so.
He's tall, and he's a booming voice.
Coach Brandon Jones and the Kingston Cards want to thank them. Owen Corliss with the interview also. So total yards rushing, 240 rushing yards.
On 51 carries.
One pass, and that was for an interception.
Yeah, on a 2-point conversion. Yeah. So didn't need to do it. Keeps the clock rolling, really. What it does is the ball on the ground game.
Kingston Cardinals winning over Brown City Green Devils, 26-0. Would you say that's an upset of the year or not?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, especially we got to show the credit to Brown City, what they've done for the last year and a half, almost 2 years.
Way to turn around the program and coming into 8-player football. Congrats on them, the North Central Thumb League Stars Division title, but coming up short here tonight.
The last Brown City loss would have been the semifinal to Martin last year, so yeah.
All right. Just gets better and better. Eight-player football in the NCTL, one of the strongest across the state. We'll be right back here to wrap things up on WBGV 92.5. All right, and Coach Brandon Jones did say it will be a home game, and he is correct because they got about 2 playoff points against Martin.
Yep.
That'll be a Saturday game state semifinal next Saturday at Kingston High School, and the state semifinals at Division I high school eight-player football, and the winner will move on to Northern Michigan University.
There you go, for a championship.
Yeah. So
If that game was late, I could join you guys. Otherwise, I have my daughter Harbor's third birthday next Saturday. Yeah.
Well, that wraps things up here. Anything else to wrap up here?
Nope, I got everybody in and in.
Okay, on WBGV 92.5 FM, once again, congratulations to the Kingston Cardinals of the North Central Thumb League Stars Division. They get the win over Brown City Green Devils 26-0, your final score. Tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 p.m., on the west side of the state in Portland St. Patrick, as they host the Deckerville Eagles Division II High School 8-player Region 3 championship game. We'll be there live on 92.5 WBGV and streaming online at stlakebroadcasting.com also. Some scores we wanted to kind of take a gander at here also to wrap things up here before we do. Let me see. Other scores. Looks like Marine City loses by 2 to Macomb Lutheran North, 32-20. Ooh. Mm. 9 minutes ago, it was Elmont tied up with Warren Michigan Collegiate, 32-32. We're going to overtime on Channel 2 at thumbtoggeter.com. They might have to restart that webcast there. Let me see. Yeah, they came back on that one. And then, let me see. I do believe we have another score coming through for the Ubley game here, if I can find it. It's taking some time here. And all that, when we last saw it, that it was Ubley leading substantially with a score against Harbor Beach by the half. They were like 32-6 at one point. Mm. So, yeah. I don't see one right now, Mikey. So I was hoping to get a final. We'll see. All right. Millington. Owen Krieger picks off an intended pass to Cumper to seal the 21-20 win over Cass City with
wow,
that one.
Wow, by 1 point.
By 1 point.
Millington joining the Big Mega Conference next year.
They are, yes. Ooh. It's a final now also, 35-14, Ubley over Harbor Beach to move on to play the winner, New Lothrop in Ithaca also.
Oh, boy.
Here, 26-20, Channel 2 at thumbchugger.com right now. They have an overtime game with Elmont and Warren Michigan Collegiate at Elmont. Our score here at Kingston over Brown City, 26-0. For Mikey Smith, I'm Eddie Fury. Wrapping it up here for high school football action on WBGV 92.5. Catch it tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 p.m. Deckerville Eagles at Portland St. Patrick for Division II high school 8-player football action. Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you, Eddie. Make good choices.